I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of tipper are you? Where do you draw the line? Where do you stop? Related to the holidays. I would say, Dave, during the year, normal areas at a restaurant or other places where you can tip, I think I have a pretty decent tip. You know, I don't think, you know, there needs to be a statue put up of me. But I'm pretty good in that area.
Could you get maybe something from FIFA?
Well, I did finish second. Not a lot of people realize that, but on the Peace Prize, I did finish a distant second. Part of it is I saw the statue and said, get that thing away from me.
The word is they're going to actually have an inaugural tipping prize next time the World Cup rolls around. So we'll put your name in the hat.
All right. Early tech texter says, restaurant and haircut only tip. Okay. You have to tip at a restaurant. Okay, you have a notorious reputation as a disastrous tipper. All throughout the Western Hemisphere, you're known as a terrible tipper. At a typical restaurant, what are you at? Like 3%, 4%? What's your normal tip?
I don't know where you're catching this. This is all fake news, Chad.
Okay.
I'm a
not
great, but a good restaurant tipper. 20% is the standard.
Yep.
And I
should be.
I hate doing it.
Okay. For me, yesterday, haircut. Nice of you to comment. You could have said, hey, nice haircut, Chad.
I didn't. If my mom always told me, Chad, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything.
Wow. And I left a nice tip for my guy, Tony, who's been cutting my hair for 19 years. Left him a tip. Now, it was around the holidays. Should I have moved that above and beyond? I don't even want to tell you what I'm paying for my haircut. You might have cardiac arrest, and Dan Cook would want to come in. So it's a nice chunk of change already. And he's brilliant at what he does. Okay. So should when you see people who, let's say, you normally see and receive some sort of service, and it's near whatever you celebrate, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever you got, should you go above and beyond?
No. I don't think that's necessary, even if it's somebody that you've got a guy, you got a hair guy. I think if you're giving a nice tip each time you show up throughout the year, I think that's fine.
I think we have a texter who must listen to our show and Common Show. And our guy Brian Oak is on right now. And He's very mad because he said, what a fraud Oak is. He likes the snow. We have it against, we have it in the record, he's against the rains down in Africa. Okay. It's a very funny text. The problem is, you know, it's here. So I'd love to get Oak back on the show, but Oak's kind of busy right now. Now, a texter says, now regarding restaurants, the real question is, you tip on the pre-tax or post-tax total at a restaurant. The texter says the correct answer is pre-tax. This could be Kyle Sheely checking in again. This could be. Because Kyle was adamant isn't strong enough, Dave, how insistent he was that it has to be that. I just look at the total and I tip on that. Am I just lazy? Am I giving too much? Do you do the pre-tax? Because I'm thinking you're a prime suspect to do that.
Not only do I do pre-tax, I usually subtract the last couple items on the bill because we didn't really want those that much. Come on. No, I absolutely do pre-tax, and if I had it my way, we would have an entire new taxing system or tipping system in restaurants where you wouldn't tip by percentage of the total bill. You would tip by the number of items ordered.
Okay, now here is a stylist checking in. My hair clients usually tip the cost of a haircut for Christmas. So if your haircut is hypothetically $50, they usually give you $100. I have great customers.
Oh.
What are your thoughts on that, Dave Harrigan?
Fools.
That's a lot to double up. I mean, so I'm very good. Well, I don't know, am I very good? I'm good friends with Tony. Did he feel terrible when I didn't tip him the entire cost of the haircut yesterday?
He may have. It seems like that's what the stylist community expects, but I think we, yeah, as the getting the haircut community, we need to stand up to that.
Yeah, that's a lot. Tipping your valet driver. Okay, what is the scenario where Dave Harrigan will actually park and use a valet?
I mean, you know, I walk about a mile to and from my car every day here to work. You think I'm getting a valet? If I have somebody in the passenger seat with two broken legs, I'm still telling them, get those crutches. Let's make it work. We're hoofing it down from the ramp, my man.
Those canes are in the car, yep, for a reason. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's exactly what I'm suggesting.
Now, how about this one? Chad, I've seen you in person. If you pay more than $30 for a haircut, you're crazy. I mean, that was nice, don't you think?
I mean, ball don't lie, right?
Yeah. No, it does lie. I'm not saying I'm Clooney, but my guy with the mediocre hair I have does an excellent job.
That's true. With what you present to him, what he's able to pull off is... it's beyond a miracle.
Yeah. It's thin. It's like two of my kids, Hunter and Quentin, have thick, phenomenal hair.
They got that from mom.
And Kathleen doesn't have that thick of hair either. More, certainly thicker than mine. And if I could trade hair with them today and give them my thinner hair, this is nominated myself for Father of the Year, I'd do it in a second. In a millisecond. Hunter, tough break. You've got my hair. Like, Hunter has, like, scale of 0 to 10. His hair is like a 9, and he wears a ball cap all the time and doesn't really care about it. I'm just jealous.
Well, you know what? Hunter doesn't need his hair anymore. He's married. He's done.
Yeah. Now, I'm 60, and I have plenty of hair. Clearly, it's not as bountiful as it was at 40. But at 60, I'm ahead of the game for most guys with hair.
You've got coverage.
Yeah, I have plenty of coverage. There's no doubt. But is it fair for me to say I would like my two sons? Griffin has thinner hair like me, although He's got the long hair. You know, he's a little Tommy Fleetwood. He's a little Jesus looking. He's got very long hair. Better than mine. Is it fair for me to say I would take their hair if I could?
It's fine.
Yeah. Who else do you tip around the holidays? Do you tip the Amazon person? Do you tip the mailman? If you have somebody who's helping out the kids, if you have the teachers, who else do you tip? And what is absurd when you hear people who participate in this, or what is absurd if they don't participate, because we're talking holiday tipping? Let me know. Plenty of texts coming in. Let's get more. 651-461-9226. I don't tip my insurance agent, Amber Scholl. I pay plenty. I mean, when I tout Amber and her team, teamscholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com, American Family. I'm not saying if you switch from a smaller group or a bigger group, with Amber, it's basically free. No, we're all going to pay money. I'm just saying they have a chance to save you money and give you better coverage. And you also are allowed to reach out to teamscholl.com with American Family and my friend Amber and say, guess what? The insurance I have right now is better, but you should check. We're spending a lot of money on a car, on a motorcycle, on a condo, a house, a cabin, a snowmobile, whatever you have where you need insurance. So go with someone who's a quality person like Amber. Don't just go with a 1-800 number. That's ridiculous. And have somebody with the team. Reach out today, teamscholl.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jim Peterson, next hour at the start on the Wolves with a decent record, but how many games have they played great? And does anybody believe right now the way they're playing is good enough to do something in playoffs? Because the answer is no. Now, we can add, we've had a pattern with the Wolves the last few years where they've, the first year after the Gobert trade, right? Or right away after the Cat trade, where it took them a while to click late. Maybe that's going to happen later. Right now, they're not playing good enough. So Jim Pete, right at the start of the next hour. Mike has called in on the tipping topic. Go ahead, Mike. Thanks for listening.
Oh, you're welcome. I listen to you guys all the time, and I hate to call you cheap, but I believe in Steve Martin had an adage in a movie called My Blue Heaven, and he said that he doesn't believe in tipping. He believes in over-tipping, and that's kind of what I feel. I give you know, I'm just a service guy. I work HVAC, but I give my mail carrier a little tip. I give my newspaper guy $100 for Christmas. I like to overtip. I think it's really nice to do that.
I think you have Mr. Harrigan confused me, because I'm a good tipper throughout the year. I just don't know if I tip as many people around Christmas time as you do, right? There have been times I've tipped those individuals, but am I consistent about it? No, I'm probably not. But like when our kids were in school, did we always get something for the teachers, or in particular for Quentin, who needed specific bus service? Kathleen and I coordinated that, and we left good tips, right?
Yeah.
Now, you said you're in the HVAC business. Is that right, Mike?
That's correct.
Should you get a tip? Like, you're involved with something, you go out to somebody's place, should you get a tip?
No, I do commercial work, and, you know, I get thank yous, offered a cup of coffee or bottle of water or something like that, and I think that's just fine, you know, on the commercial side. Maybe residential, maybe a tip for somebody that's coming out to help you if your furnace is down is more than appreciated, you know. But for me, I just I like the look on their faces when I give them a big tip. It just makes me feel good to do that, and yeah. I figured, what's a few $100 here and there?
Very, very nice. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Dave, does that change your view? Like, you know, the people, the postman, you know, somebody's taking care of Dylan. You know, give him like, later today, give him like 50, 100 bucks. You'll feel better. Did that persuade you?
No, I will not feel better. I'll be thinking about my finances for the next 3 years and that 100 bucks that should be in my pocket. But, you know, you bring up a good point for people that provide a service. Maybe we deserve a tip.
Yes. Okay, that's a very good point.
I mean, this is a free service we are giving to the people of the, well, frankly, the people of the world now that we have podcasting everywhere.
Yeah.
Streaming. Tips from around the world. We'll take dollars. We'll take Canadian dollars. We'll take pounds. We'll take euros. Whatever you got. Yen.
Well, how about this? Can I just jump in?
Yeah.
651-461-9226. If you were going to tip the two of us on the show, what would you tip us? 651-461-9226. I'd like to hear this. Augusta membership?
Mm.
Pine Valley membership? Cypress Point membership? Free flights to Royal Melbourne? You know? What would you tip the show? That's very good.
Mr. High Roller, I'd just take a twosome at Hiawatha.
I'd take that too. Listen, in the 90s, Common and I, we tramped ourselves out and basically went on the radio and said, who wants us to come out and play golf with you? Okay, and we played a lot of golf because of that. Maybe next summer we need to bring that back with the two of us.
That sounds okay.
Because I'll still play, Kyle and I will still play a hoity-toity course or two together in the summer. And I just set him up in Palm Desert in a few weeks. Should I expect a tip from Common? Because I got him on an excellent golf course.
I think you should. Absolutely, you should.
Yeah, I should. What are your thoughts on tipping the dog groomer? Dave Harrigan, Dylan. Are you for that?
I've never had to use the dog groomer. He's not
never once.
No, he doesn't need it.
Yep. How much do you tip if you pick up food at takeout? Now, my guess is you never do that. I never don't do that. I always tip when I pick up food.
I usually do not. I feel bad once in a while. See, I try to, if you're ordering food online, you try to pay in advance so you can just pick up, boom, you're out. But if I have to pick it up and pay there, every once in a while I get suckered into it.
Yeah, you don't like it, though, do you?
No, I don't. I really don't. I'm paying for the food that you made. You didn't bring it to me. You didn't serve it to me. You simply handed me the food that I already paid you to make.
Well, but, okay, the waitress or the waiter didn't make the food either.
No, they're serving it to you. They're coming to take my order. They're taking care. They're checking back. They're doing all the things.
Get off Wallet Mountain, tip a little bit. Come on.
Believe me, my wallet isn't thick enough to be a mountain.
Let's go here. How about this person? I tip the guy who delivers my Culligan water. First of all, get out of here with Culligan water. Get the Connecticut, okay? Get the Aquarius. the dog groomer, the massage therapist, the hairstyler, and find a gift for the postal person. Jeez. This person is all in.
You got no money left for anyone on your gift list.
Yeah. By the way, my family does not get a single gift. That's what it should say.
Yeah.
Can we go to 5850? Is that allowed here?
You just make, it's your world. We'll just do whatever you want to
make
do.
It up, okay? This person, garbage recycling collectors, they should be tipped for sure. Okay, so I moved. Should I be more inclined to tip, or should I wait and say, I don't know if you've earned it yet?
Maybe you should hide a gift card in the bin and say, if you want it, go get it.
Let's see. Here's a tip for you. Take 2 weeks off and quit. Closed circuit to common. Yes. I'm a shipped driver. Yes, I said that correctly. I have some customers who do not tip at all. Some give 1% to 2%. I use my own car, gas, shop for the groceries, deliver them to them. Yeah, sometimes carry them to the kitchen. You should get a tip then. Now, in that case, you would help out, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. I'd say, don't step into my home. I don't want to give you a tip.
Jim Peterson is next on Dave Harrigan's Cheap Radio Station.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.